can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia. We are diverse, independent, and yours.
And welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy, and this is the Earth Church. Come on in. We got some folding chairs right over here. We're in the East Village in downtown New York. Listen, today we're going to make a choice. We're in this civil war, aren't we, right now? And we've got, on the one hand, the woke mob, identitarians herding hordes of hating Hitlers, high on ayahuasca suppositories. And on the other side of the civil war, we've got the QAnon believing childlike zombies, semi-fascists, and they see pedophilia lurking in anybody that they don't agree with. But let me ask you this question. Are we obligated to make a choice between the woke mob and the QAnon? I don't think so. I think there's a third way. No, make that a first way. Make that the earth. We've got a choice of going to the earth. Somebody give me an earth-alleluia. But if we're going to make that choice, then we've got to accept the earth for what it is. And right now, the earth is the fire and the flood and the disease and the starvation. The earth is in motion, is in trouble, is emerging. We've got to swim down in that sea that has no oxygen. We've got to climb that burnt mountain. Can we do it together? Let's go. Somebody now, shout it out wherever you are, in a bowling alley, in your office, in your bedroom. Here it is. Earth-alleluia!
Earth-alleluia! Earth-alleluia!
Let's you and me go swimming.
Let's you and me go swimming
in the dead zone sea.
In the dead zone sea.
De-demonize the Wuhan bat.
De-demonize the Wuhan bat.
The civet cat goes free.
The civet cat goes free.
Let's you and me go climbing.
Let's you and me go climbing.
Up the blackened mountainside.
Up the blackened mountainside.
Apologize to the bleeding sun.
Apologize to the bleeding sun.
We lost the last word.
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 Let's you and me go flying.
Let's you and me go flying.
Take a rocket to the innocent breeze.
Take a rocket to the innocent.
Breathe the smog of broken data.
Breathe the smog of broken data.
Crash in the crime of the tree.
Crash in the crime of the tree.
Let's you and me go die.
Let's you and me go die.
Win the race to end our race. Look up from the mirror and into the eye. Everyone's unknown beautiful face.
Of everyone's unknown beautiful face.
I love the horizon, leaping to its death. Let's embrace what isn't there.
Of everyone's unknown beautiful face.
Let's go for a swim in the raging flood. Of Mother Earth's self-care.
Mother Earth's self-care. Mother Earth self-care. Mother Earth self-care. Mother Earth self-care. Mother Earth self-care.
sorrow and shock, the ones we love, earth will you break our fear? Oh,
beautiful earth, you think we are the storm. Are we debris and deadly wind ever since we
Now, that song, Beautiful Earth, with its medley of songs kind of inside that longer song, and then with the preaching at the end where we, in our jamming and my shouting, we arrive in a journey where the earth has given us the map and we find ourselves in the valley with the earth. And at the beginning of this church service today, this earth service, we were looking for a choice, a way out. We were asking for a way to journey to another place from the kinds of choices that are given us by modern culture. Ultimately, finding the beautiful earth when you're living in the middle of 10 million people, as we are in New York City, is a real challenge. Our Stop Shopping choir in London has a similar challenge. Getting to the earth physically it's not close. But there's an attitude. That I'd like to suggest comes from sharing, comes from solidarity in fairness, in peace. And we have now Viney Burroughs reading from Dorothy Day and Paul Morin from The Catholic Worker from years ago. Viney says 80 years ago, which would have been when Viney was just a child. Viney is our guest at the Earth Church tomorrow, Sunday the 25th at 3 p.m. I don't know when you'll be listening to this, but Viney is in the house. So I turn you over now to Viney Burroughs, and I suggest that this kind of justice, this kind of working and living together is the way to that new choice, that ancient choice, the earth.
Sisters and brothers, these are perilous times, full of stress and anxiety. What can we do? I think the words of Dorothy Day, who founded the Catholic Work on the Lower East Side almost 80 years ago, wrote a short essay, a short poem with Peter Morin, and we can take heed of what she wrote. People say, they don't do this, they don't do that, they ought to do that. Always they, and never I. People should say, they are crazy for doing this and not doing that, but I don't need to be crazy. The revolution is basically a personal revolution. It starts with I, not with they. One I plus one I makes two I's, and two I's make we. We is a community, they is a crowd. We, as a community of people, can never be defeated. Stay strong.
More life, not war.
I am the
from the natural world. I'm Savitri D. An estimated 1 million homes and businesses remain without power in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Fiona hit last week, causing an island-wide power outage for its roughly 3.3 million people. Hurricane Fiona is now headed towards Bermuda and then eastern Canada as a major hurricane with winds of up to 130 miles per hour. The storm has killed at least 8 people and much of the island still lacks access to running water. More than 3.5 million children are at risk of dropping out of school due to the drought in the Horn of Africa, the United Nations has said, amid warnings the crisis could lead to a lost generation that misses out on education. UNICEF now estimates that 3.6 million children in Kenya, Somalia, and Ethiopia are in danger of leaving school as a result of the cumulative pressure on households caused by the unrelenting drought. In a sign of how acute the situation is becoming in many areas, that number has more than tripled from 1.1 million in the past 6 months. 4 consecutive failed rainy seasons have pushed millions of families to the brink, increasing the number of deaths of children from malnutrition and forcing people to flee their homes in search of more resources. People who live in areas that come with long-term exposure to high levels of air pollution face a 51% higher chance of dying from COVID-19. And thousands of lives could have been saved during the pandemic if air quality standards were met, a new public health research study has found. Seeking solutions to counteract a rapid rise in plastic trash, scientists have developed biodegradable material that is designed to replace conventionally used plastic. An interdisciplinary team of researchers has shown that the material biodegrades in seawater. The United States Senate voted this week to approve an international climate treaty for the first time in 30 years, agreeing in a rare bipartisan deal to phase out the use of planet-warming industrial chemicals commonly found in refrigerators and air conditioners. By a vote of 69 to 27, the United States joined the 2016 Kigali Amendment, along with 137 other nations that have agreed to sharply reduce the production and use of hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs. The chemicals are potent greenhouse gases, warming the planet with 1,000 times the heat-trapping strength of carbon dioxide. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, the majority leader, called the ratification a historic step forward to combating global warming in a huge way. He predicted that the vote may count as one of the most important bipartisan accomplishments during this Congress. Meanwhile, scientists, health experts, and environmental activists have condemned new legislation negotiated by Chuck Schumer with fossil fuel-friendly Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, which will fast-track large energy projects by gutting clean water and environmental protections. The permitting bill published on Wednesday was the result of a deal which secured the West Virginia senator's vote for Joe Biden's historic climate legislation, the Inflation Reduction Act, which Manchin held up for months. The bill mandates all permits for the controversial Mountain Valley Pipeline, a project long delayed by environmental violations and judicial rulings, be issued within 30 days of passage and strips away virtually any scope for judicial review. The Mountain Valley Pipeline runs through critical habitat in the Appalachian watershed. Scientists warn that the Amazon is approaching a tipping point beyond which it would begin to transition from a lush tropical forest into a dry, degraded savanna. This point may be reached when 25% of the forest is lost. In a newly released report, the Monitoring of the Andean Amazon Project estimates that 13.2% of the original Amazon forest biome has been lost due to deforestation and other causes. However, when the map is divided into thirds, it shows that 31% of the eastern Amazon has been lost. Moisture cycles through the forest from east to west, creating up to half of all rainfall across the Amazon. The 31% figure is critical, the report says, because the tipping point will likely be triggered in the east. Experts say the upcoming elections in Brazil could have dramatic consequences for the Amazon. A new estimate for the total number of ants burrowing and buzzing on Earth comes to a total of nearly 20 quadrillion individuals. That staggering sum, 20 followed by 15 zeros, or 20,000 trillion, reveal ants' astonishing ubiquity, even as scientists grow concerned a possible mass die-off of insects could upend ecosystems. In a paper released Monday by the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, a group of scientists from the University of Hong Kong analyzed 489 studies and concluded that the total mass of ants on Earth weighs in at about 12 megatons of dry carbon. Put another way, if all the ants were plucked from the ground and put on a scale, they would outweigh all the wild birds and mammals put together. For every human, there are about 2.5 million ants. Toxic PFAS chemicals were detected in every umbilical cord blood sample across 40 studies conducted over the last 5 years. PFAS, or per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, are a class of about 12,000 chemicals commonly used to make products resist water, stains, and heat. They are called forever chemicals because they do not naturally break down and accumulate in human bodies and the environment. The federal government estimated they are found in 98% of Americans' blood. The EPA recently found effectively no level of exposure to some kind of PFAS in water is safe. After decades of study, there remains no clear evidence that serotonin levels or serotonin activity are responsible for depression, according to a major review of prior research. The popularity of the chemical imbalance theory of depression has coincided with a huge increase in the use of antidepressants. Prescriptions for antidepressants have risen dramatically since the 90s, with 1 in 6 adults in England and 2% of teenagers now being prescribed an antidepressant in a given year. While the study did not review the efficacy of antidepressants, the authors encouraged further research and advice into treatments that might focus instead on managing stressful or traumatic events in people's lives, such as with psychotherapy alongside other practices such as exercise or mindfulness, or addressing underlying contributors such as poverty, stress, and loneliness. Thousands of people suffer from side effects of antidepressants, including the severe withdrawal effects that can occur when people try to stop them. Yet prescription rates continue to rise. Scientists believe the situation has been driven partly by the false belief that depression is due to a chemical imbalance. It is time to inform the public, scientists say, that this belief is not grounded in science. And now, the sounds of extinction. Pando. Pando is a colossal aspen stand in Utah that holds the distinction of being the world's largest living thing. The enormous organism is predominantly preyed upon by mule deer and cattle and appears to be fragmenting as a result of overgrazing. Covering 106 acres and with a dry weight mass of about 13 million pounds, Pando is easily mistaken for a sprawling forest consisting of more than 40,000 individual trees. In fact, it's a group of genetically identical stems with a shared root system, and therefore constitutes a single organism. Though the exact age of this collection of clones is unknown, scientists believe that Pando probably dates back to the end of the last ice age. As a keystone species, the aspen stand provides the foundation for an entire ecosystem and supports hundreds of other species. Research conducted in 2017 revealed that grazing deer and cattle were eating too many young aspen shoots and preventing them from reaching maturity. This meant that as older trees died out, they were no longer being replaced by new growth, threatening the continuation of this magnificent life form. And hear the sound of an aspen grove in the wind.
And now, here we are, saying goodbye. Another Earth Riot service gone by the wayside, hopefully coming into us with ideas about how to get to that Earth, be a part of the Earth, and outmaneuver, evade, escape, and then defeat the ridiculous, violent alternatives that are offered to us by modern culture. Somebody give me an Earth Hallelujah. The Earth is mostly unknown to us, but waits for us. The unknown has eyes. The earth has a perspective. It comes into us in ways that we can't necessarily understand, but we desperately need to see through those eyes. The earth is coming into our favorite moments, You know, our bodies are made of the earth. Let's not forget that. We are the earth. Capitalism tries to build a wall between the earth and our body, but that's crashing down now. From the earthquakes and superstorms and novel viruses and wildfires and just from seeing things in a new way. Well, come and be with us on the live stream Sundays at 3 p.m. The Earth Church, Sundays at 3 p.m. New York time. And tomorrow, the 25th, Viney Burroughs will receive fabulous sainthood. The songs you've heard from the Stop Shopping Choir in these beautiful songs just now coming out through your radio and into your rooms, through your computers. The Stop Shopping Choir has made a record, 8 songs, called Change Without Us. You can find out all about that and listen to some of it for free at our website, revbilly.com. That's exactly the same place you can come for that live stream, revbilly.com. However you find the earth, coming into your body and coming to you through love and touch, coming into your mind as a kind of personal poetry, coming into the people, the family around you as love and affection, and neighbors helping, coming into your city as we treat earth better, coming into our city in the form of all of nature. During the lockdown, didn't we watch nature come forward, come into the center of our cities? Well, that'll happen again. We know how to do it now. The earth has demonstrated it for us. The fabulous unknown has a gift economy for us. It's not consumerism. It's a gift to you and me. Oh, thank you so much for being with us today. Somebody give me an earth hallelujah. You're in a bowling alley or in a room with a computer, wherever you may be, on a subway with your phone, give me an earth hallelujah. The earth wants us. Let's want the earth back. Earth hallelujah.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will listen to and learn from people who don't look like me.
I commit to find the strength to work on my own implicit biases, to better educate myself, and to encourage those around me to do the same.
I will listen actively and respectfully.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.